Mr. Abrams, any other witnesses?
I saw him stick his...
He's here. Mr. Hope, please proceed to the witness table, where you will be signed in. My name is Holton.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Abrams, your witness.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Holt. Thank you for coming.
Could you talk into the mic, Mr. Abrams?
I was saying good afternoon and thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Mr. Ho, what is your line of business here on Guam?
Construction.
For what company?
Cortec.
And what's your position with Cortec?
I own the company. I work as a president and CEO.
Are you the sole stockholder?
There are two more.
Who are they?
My wife and my mother-in-law.
And for how long has Cortec been around?
More than 18 years.
How long has GCIF been around?
GCIF, you're talking about the foundation?
Mm-hmm.
I think more than a year. About a year.
About a year.
Yeah.
Have they done any construction jobs as far as you know?
We're selected as a team for GWA moratorium project.
Mr. Ho, if you could answer yes or no, I like categorically, I'd appreciate it. To your knowledge, has DCIF done any construction jobs?
It depends on definition.
Have they ever built anything?
As of today? I don't think so.
As of right now?
Mm-hmm.
So they've never built anything?
Correct.
No track record.
Okay, go ahead.
Why was GCIF incorporated then? Why was it made into a company? What was the idea there?
I think you have to ask that question to Tony.
Are you saying you don't know?
I think Tony is the right person, but you want me to ask him my opinion? And you want me to answer my opinion?
I definitely want that.
Okay. If you really understand the financing part, stateside people come in and do the projects, and they usually mark up 10 to 15% a so-called developer's fee on top of the construction cost plus all the additional expenses. But Tony and other members and the foundation, there are several members.
Tony who?
Tony Scroll.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So those gentlemen on island, they decide to form and they would carry out the projects without charging any 10 to 15% of the profit that all island people has been charging on these government projects.
Well, what was the reason why GCIF was established, in your opinion?
That was the main reason. To do what? To provide...
Provide refinancing?
Okay, all right, hang on. Mr. Abrams, please wait till he completes answering his question before asking the next one.
Okay,
thank you. Please proceed.
Basically, CCIF, that foundation, will be a channel to get the best financing package or proposal from any lending institution. And then they're going to mobilize a contractor or a designer or any other associate members, and they will carry out the job basically on a voluntary basis.
They've never done that before either, have they?
Well, I don't think they had experience in the, as a group, but I think the chairperson, Tony, has experience in obtaining $300 million bond financing as a chairman of the airport board.
But the company, GCIF, mm-hmm. has no demonstrable track record in obtaining financing, does it?
They don't at that time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the connection, if any, between Cortec and GCIF?
We are a selected contractor.
You are their contractor.
Mm-hmm.
So GCIF is not a contractor and doesn't have a contractor's license, do they?
They don't have to. They don't have to.
Oh, wait a minute. The question is not whether they have to or not.
You want to let it choose, or you want to go there?
Mr. Yin, excuse me, Mr. Ho, please. Okay, just like I asked Mr. Abrams, we cannot pick up both people speaking at once. So I'm going to also ask you to wait until Mr. Abrams is through asking his question before you answer. Please proceed.
Go ahead.
So the question is simply this.
Mm-hmm.
As a corporation,
mm-hmm.
whether they were meant to or not, the question is, they have never, ever
mm-hmm.
put together
mm-hmm.
any financing as a company, right?
Correct. Now, we did GWA project together. We saved government $7 million.
What do you mean? When you say we, who's that?
We have a whole team member, including TNS Bodalia Camacho, and then Barclays Capital from States. We saved $7 million plus.
That's fine, but what I'm really talking about now
mm-hmm.
is the company, GCIF,
mm-hmm.
and whether they've ever done anything before, and it doesn't look like they have, the company,
mm-hmm.
right?
But we don't. We have done for GWA project. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
I understand that, but we're talking about apples and oranges, Mr. Hall. I'm talking about a company, and you're talking about people. Why would both talk
about
it?
No, we're talking about GCIF.
Oh, okay.
The GCIF was the successful bidder, okay? We're competing with the other company, all right? So we were selected. I'm not talking about Cortec. We're talking about GCIF and Cortec and Jonas Bodalia Camacho.
Selected by who?
Barclay.
Hmm?
GWA. Guam Water Authority.
Oh, okay. To do what?
To do the moratorium project.
All right. When was that selection made?
Several months ago.
Oh, okay. So GCIF won a bid.
Yes.
From GWA.
Yes.
To do what again?
It's a forced main express sewer line, in general we say in the media, we call moratorium projects.
And are they proceeding with the work?
Yeah, they are finalizing the final package. Actually, GWA trying to split the work as a phase one and phase two.
So the financing hasn't been finalized for that project yet?
We finalized everything, and then GW got into trouble, not on our side, GW got in trouble because of the operating fund, and it shouldn't go below 20-some million dollars, and they didn't even realize those costs from their bond indenture.
Who's we?
Excuse me?
You said we.
I said they, the GWA.
I thought you said we organized the financing.
We organized. Our financing package is ready. Who's we? The financing. When I say we here as a team, I think I'll repeat it three times.
You're talking about GCIF being part of the team?
We are the team of GCIF.
So the team consists of GCIF as a company and Cortec as a company. Is that correct?
Okay. GCI is a primary entity who manages this endeavor. And then they hire Dennis Bodalia Camacho, Barclay Capital, and Core Tech.
I see. And that's the team?
Yeah.
Okay, and Core Tech is the construction, the contractor, the construction part of the team.
Correct.
And
well, actually, well, let me correct myself. ACK Pacific was also part of the team. I'm sorry.
Okay. Getting back to the JFK procurement project, have you signed any agreements with GCIF in connection with that project?
No, not at this moment.
Do you know who the shareholders of GCIF are?
Since it's a non-profit organization, I don't think there's a share structure.
Do you know who the directors are?
For sure, Tony Skoll and Joe Arnett, who's the managing partner of Deloitte & Touche.
Jose
Garcia, who's working for First Line Bank, and Edwin Ching, and Jordi Kim, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Now, my next question, Mr. Ho, is
David Herring.
I'm sorry.
David Herring.
All right. So if I understand you, there's Mr. Skro, Mr. Herring, Mr. Garcia, Mr. Kim, Mr. Ching, and Mr. Arnett. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So my next question is, would any of these individuals, or all of them,
mm-hmm.
do you have any business or personal interest in common with either or all of these people?
Some.
Who?
I worked with Joanna the last 20 years.
Who?
Joe Arnett.
Uh-huh.
And I bank with First Line Bank. So currently Jose is working for First Line Bank. Jody Kim, I have no business transaction. And David Herring, I don't have any. I know him for long years. The last so many years, I didn't work with David Herring. Well, Etching is our attorney for long years.
Do you have any business dealing
no.
other than those with
no,
those people?
No. Okay.
Does Cortec employ Josh Tenorio?
Yes.
For how long has he been working for Cortec?
I don't know exactly. About a year.
What does he do?
He is doing, actually he's been deployed in states to take care of the bid proposal. So he is a very good writer. So we provide information, then he put those things into a proposal.
He's a very good what?
Writer.
Writer.
Mm-hmm.
He writes well.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? Is it part of his job to liaise with members of the JFK Procurement Evaluation Committee?
Can you repeat?
Is it part? Is it within his scope of work
mm-hmm.
to liaise to work with or to?
I don't understand the word.
If I could just finish my question before you ask me that. Okay.
Before we proceed, I really don't think that it's going to be a very productive question, Mr. Abrams. Could you please find a word other than liaise that expresses the same principle?
Certainly. Would it be part of Mr. Tenorio's work
mm-hmm.
to have contact
mm-hmm.
with the JFK Procurement Project Evaluation, Bid Evaluation Committee members? Would that be part of his job?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It might?
I don't know. Basically, we are not a bidder.
I understand that.
Uh-huh.
But there is a bid procurement going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's frozen right now, but it's still potentially in progress. Now, they had an evaluation committee, and I understand Mr. Tenorio was participating in the presentation
mm-hmm.
of GCIF's bid proposal along with the other two bidders.
Okay.
Are you aware of that?
I don't remember exactly, but, yeah, okay, go ahead.
Well, he works for Cortec, and he was there, according to the testimony of some witnesses, to participate in GCIF's presentation, bid presentation.
Okay.
Are you aware of the fact that
I don't remember, but if you say so, no problem. Go ahead.
That would not have been outside his work, his scope of work, would it?
He's, like I said, his expertise on our company side, he knows how to put those proposals. So probably if he does the presentation, I think that should be considered his part of that. I mean, we're not a huge company like a Vector, not a size company, okay? We have to take a lot of multitasking roles.
So if he were present at GCIF's bid presentation, you're saying that would not be at variance with his job, would it?
It should be part of his job.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not aware of the fact that he did do so?
I don't remember exactly.
Did he ever discuss with you information that he obtained as part as a participant in the GCIF presentation?
You work so
did I have a yes or no?
I don't remember.
You don't recall?
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you. After the testimony has indicated in the record indicates that the evaluation committee presentation by the three bidders took place on the 15th of January of this year. Do you remember that happened about that time?
Yes, it was probably end of the last year or early part of this year.
And so you have a recollection of that meeting taking place, do you?
Yes, it happened. Yes.
Okay, now after that meeting, did you have discussions with Mr. Tenorio about any information that he would have obtained as a result of that meeting?
I don't hear anything from Josh about special information.
Did he report to you at all, either in writing or verbally, after that meeting?
What meeting are you talking about?
Yes, the presentation meeting by the evaluation committee on 15 January 2009.
Not that I remember.
So you didn't discuss the outcome of that meeting with your employee, Josh Tenorio. You didn't do that.
I didn't do that.
You didn't talk to him about it.
So meeting is done. And we have to wait for that.
Mm-hmm. Does Cortec have a signed contract with GCIF to do anything in connection with the JFK procurement project?
We have to wait until, again, we're asking it one more time, so we have to wait until we finalize the design.
But really, what I'm after is a yes or no answer.
No.
There's no. Okay. The proposal was put forward by the JFK proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a joint proposal by GCIF and Cortec and the other team player you mentioned, or is it or not?
Okay, Mr. Abrams, like I said, the protective order covers all proposals.
Fine.
I would include the appellant's proposal as well. Please do not try to elicit information from any other proposals. Thank you.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Is it your understanding that GCIF's proposal is a group proposal?
I don't know the definition of a group proposal. All the proposals, we have to collect all the information together. So if that is so-called group proposal, it has to be a group proposal.
Well, to use your term, it's a team proposal then, wouldn't it be?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a proposal by the whole team. I think you mentioned three players, didn't you?
For that project, there's an A&E team and financing team and the lending institution and the contractor. So below GCIF, there are four members.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ho. I have no further questions.
Okay. Ms. Tang?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Ho, you're aware that the request for proposal, RFP requires a completion time of 9 months?
Yes.
And that you agree that if the, a proposal that, does not comply with that requirement?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Sure. I'm sorry. Oh, you're not picking me up?
No, okay. Well, the main problem really is the distance of the mic. The mic that's in front of you due to the stand,
Oh, okay, I'll speak.
I think we're picking you up now.
I'll just pick this one up.
Please.
Are you? All right. We're referring to the...
9 months.
Yeah. Right, it requires a 9-month construction period.
Mm-hmm.
And is it your understanding that a proposal that does not meet that requirement...
Our proposal?
No, not yours. I'm just saying any proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Any proposal that doesn't meet that requirement would be disqualified as a proposer because it's a material condition.
That's a law. That's what he did over there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And were you aware... earlier today, Ms. Leon Guerrero, she was one of the, during Chrysostomus, was one of the evaluators on the project. She testified that she had several discussions with Mr. Tenorio, and there was one meeting after the evaluation where Mr. Tenorio approached her car. Are you aware of that meeting between Ms. Chrysostomo and Mr. Tenorio?
I don't know that individual. And
okay.
Frankly speaking, there are many, many people that Josh meets, probably several people a day. I don't know.
Okay. Did Josh ever report to you that Doreen Chrysostomo had told him after the ranking, after she had scored, that that it was her impression that his, I don't know what the exact words were, but that Josh had, Josh's team had not won.
I don't know.
Do you think it was appropriate for Mr. Tenorio to do that?
When was that?
I'm going to impose it. What did Mr. Tenorio do?
I'll repeat the question.
What is it that he did?
Yeah, very well,
I'm going to explain. Ms. Chrysostomo testified that when she was at ITC, after she the presentations were done, and she had scored the three proposals, she had gotten into her car, Josh Tenorio approached her, and they had a discussion about the GSK, the proposal. Did you think what Josh did was appropriate?
I'm going to object. What did Josh do?
That's
the fact that he approached her and inquired about the subject of procurement.
Mr. Ho, please wait until we deliberate this objection. Okay. Staying on the objection?
I'm sorry, is it clarified?
Okay. What is your objection, Mr. Cummins?
She keeps asking a question that says, is it appropriate what Josh did? And I don't know what she's saying he did. I mean, she's been asking a very long question, is it appropriate for what he did?
Okay.
I think trying to give the proper, appropriate background in the meeting, I'm certainly not a trick. My question is, you had asked me what time the meeting
is. Okay, I'm going to overrule the objection. I believe she is asking... whether he thinks the witness believes Mr. Tenorio's approaching Ms. Chrysostomo, the earlier witness, after that meeting was appropriate. And on that basis, please proceed, Ms. Tank.
I don't know whether Josh approached that lady. I don't even know that lady's role. But one thing that I can say, I believe Josh's integrity. Josh has been working for the government for a long time, so I don't believe Josh will do something unethical that I know of.
I understand you have certain, there's the loyalty to your employee, but as a representative of Cortec. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the capacity in which he attended that meeting. Ms. Mm-hmm. Chrysostomo testified that he approached her car and they had a discussion mm-hmm. about the ranking.
Yeah. Ranking?
Yeah.
So they talk about the ranking?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
All right.
So we're cut off. So
okay.
Do you think that discussion, what Josh did, approaching her and mm-hmm. talking to her about the ranking, was appropriate?
Depends on the time. If the game is over, the evaluation is over, I don't think it really affects anything. So I need to know the timing of it.
So you think that if she's finished evaluating, mm-hmm. that's fine? You think that's appropriate?
When was it exactly?
It was in a parking lot.
I mean, when was it?
The day of the evaluation.
I don't know when was the evaluation was done.
January 15th.
Same day.
Same evening. After she scored, she walked out to her car.
So you mean to say DPW finished the evaluation on the same day of our presentation?
The evaluators finished. My understanding is they evaluated that evening.
Is that right?
Yeah, and then Josh followed her to the car.
I don't know.
Do you think that's appropriate, what he did?
I think it is, so.
Okay. Did you ask him to do that?
No.
Did he report to you after that?
Not that I remember.
Are you aware that Josh Tenorio subsequently, after that January 15th meeting, called her to discuss this matter, the JFK procurement matter?
I'm going to object to that question. I don't think that the testimony was that he called her to discuss that matter.
Oh,
Ms. Kang?
Yeah, I think Ms. Chrysostomo testified that there was a phone call during which there were at least minimum of two contacts.
I'm going to sustain the objection, as I don't believe the prior witness testified that Mr. Tenorio called her for that. But yeah, called her for that purpose.
Yeah, well, they had talked about a personal matter, and then the matter of this issue, the matter of the JFK also came up in that
conversation. You may proceed on background.
Yes?
Yes.
So are you aware that Mr. Tenorio had a subsequent conversation, in part, about this JFK procurement matter?
I'm going to object to that question as well, because the testimony was about 20% of the conversation was about JFK, and that conversation was with me, not Mr. Tenorio, when I told her I was going to subpoena her.
Mr. Camacho, I believe that was not the testimony. The testimony was her conversation. She said there was 80-20, 80% of it was with Mr. Tenorio was about maybe their mutual enemy or something, and then the 20% was about the matter related to this. And then she had a brief discussion with him about being subpoenaed.
I'm going to overrule the objection. Please proceed, Mr.
Thank you. Mr. Ho, can you please answer?
Can you repeat it one more time?
Are you aware of a subsequent phone call between Mr. Tenorio and
Mrs. I don't.
Okay, you're not aware of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Who does Mr. Tenorio report to regarding the JFK project? At Cortec, that is.
We don't really talk about JFK, because once the submittal is made, our job is done. Okay? Basically, all the government, especially the Navy project, when it comes to RFP projects, submittal has been made, then we have to wait for the response. That's the standard procedure, and that's what we do.
I understand, but who does it report to with respect to JFK project matters?
I don't think there's something that he has to report.
Does he have a supervisor?
He talks to me, but for that matter, because our submittal has been made.
Okay. I think earlier Mr. Abrams asked mm-hmm. about the directors of GCIF, and I think their names are Joe Arnett, Jose Garcia, David Herring, Ed Ching, and Tony Squirrel. And I think they're all directors, right?
I don't know exactly.
Okay. To your knowledge, did any of them put up any money with respect to this particular project?
No, not that I know.
All right. And the cost of designing the project and the coming up with the RFP, the proposals,
mm-hmm.
Was that borne by Cortex?
No.
Who is it borne by?
Well, everybody takes their own share. So, for example, the A&E firm, when it comes to so-called design, build,
okay.
finance, or even design, build, each member has to take their own risk.
I see. So, actually, I think you mentioned that was A&E, and then there's the construction, finance, and lending, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, and those are the various components of the proposal.
Mm-hmm.
But with respect to any of those components,
mm-hmm.
No member of GCIF did not put up any money.
Nobody spent money. Even old members, they took care of their portion of the draw.
Right, but the lenders, yeah. none of those individuals, Mr. Skro,
correct.
Ed Ching, mm-hmm. Dave Herring, Joe Arnett,
mm-hmm.
forget the other fellow, Garcia,
yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Garcia,
yeah.
For instance, they were not part of the let me just make sure I get the list here. They were not part of the A&E team, right?
They are not.
They're not part of the lending team, right?
They are not.
They're not part of the financing team, right?
They're not.
They're not part of the construction team, right?
Correct.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So all members take our own risk.
Okay. Can you tell me what risk Mr. Ching, Mr. Tony Skro, Mr. Garcia, Mr.
Well, they are spending their times. Yeah.
Okay, just time.
Oh, there are times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mr. Powell, that cross-examination?
I don't have any questions for Mr. Hall.
Mr. Hall, I just have one question.
Yes, sir.
And in general, who's Josh Tenorio's boss at Cortex?
Mm-hmm.
And he reports to you directly?
You don't really have a reporting system, so they have to say it. But
oh, but you're his boss and his supervisor.
I pay him, so.
Yes.
Very well.
Okay. Is there anybody else who is his boss, sir?
His level is director, so we have, you know, four vice presidents, so if there's a special stuff when it comes to real estate, because we have some real estate, so when it comes to that, he has to talk to somebody else.
Mr. Abrams, any redirect?
Well, come to think of it, there is one more question
that I have.
I didn't have any cross-examination. I don't know how you can have any redirect.
This is on my question. Any redirect concerning the questions that I talked about, and that's a basic scope, though.
I think I'll defer to Mr. Cunliffe, let him go ahead with his examination, and maybe I'll have a question after that. It could be that Mr. Cunliffe will ask the question that I have anyway.
Okay, he didn't have any cross-examination. I'm asking if you have any questions in response to my asking him who Josh Noyle's boss is.
Well, I do, because your question reminded me of a question that I wanted to ask. Can I ask it now?
Briefly, I'll allow it, but I'm going to have to let everybody else respond. But go ahead.
You might like this question. What's your relationship with Tony Skro?
Friend.
What kind of friend is that?
What kind of friend do you have?
Excuse me, I thought he was going to ask one question.
Well, one question leads to another.
It's beyond the scope of the question you have.
We are going far afield here.
You don't want to go there?
And I think...
It's interesting, though, isn't it?
Mr. Abrams, I'm trying to conduct the proceeding.
Okay. Do you have any questions in response to the question that I asked him?
Just a question that's still in the air. Listen, Mr. Camacho, the witness has said that he has a friendship relationship with one of the bidders. We already know from this man's testimony that he has a business relationship with GCIF, Mr. Scrooge's company. But now we know that there is a friendship relationship that parallels, to some extent or another, the commercial or business relationship. If you're curious to know what that is, I'm prepared to ask questions to put it on the table. If you don't think you need to hear about it, I'll stop.
Okay, but these questions, and I'll warn you, should have been brought out in your direct examination of Mr. Ho in the beginning of the calling him as a witness. I'll let you go a little farther.
Okay.
Please proceed.
Well, that's fine. So the question, to repeat it, is what kind of friendship is it? Do you golf together?
I don't play golf.
But what kind of friendship is it?
There's only one friendship. What kind of friendship do you have?
I have many different kinds, but unfortunately, I'm not the witness right now. You are.
Okay.
So let me ask you, is it a deep friendship?
I don't know how to answer this.
Is it a close friendship?
If he's a friend, he is close.
Do you eat at his house?
No.
Do you invite him to your house?
No.
Do you socialize together at any time during the week or on the weekends?
Well, we eat together sometimes.
Have lunch together?
Correct.
Just you and Mr. Scrow, or you and other people too?
With other friends.
This happens on a regular basis?
What do you mean by regular basis?
Like every week?
It depends, because I travel a lot.
Okay. For how long have you had this friendship with Mr. Scrow?
More than a year.
Do you participate in politics with him?
No.
We're getting very far afield here with...
Thank you, Mr.
You're welcome.
Ms. Tang? Mr. Ho, thank you for coming here today, and I'm going to excuse you as a witness. Of course, you're subject to possible recall, and I'm going to have to admonish you or instruct you not to discuss your testimony with any of the other witnesses or any of the parties of this case. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming today. You're excused.
Thank you.
Mr. Abrams, do you have any other witnesses?
The last witness would be Tony Scrow.
Mr. Scrow.
Okay, can we, let's take a 10-minute break.
Can it be 15?
Have to go to the post office.
Okay, well, 15-minute break, okay, and we're going to go off the record at 3:16.
Okay, you got me?
All right. Okay, we're back on the record in OPA-BA-09-005. It is 3:44 p.m. on 27th October 2009. We have just completed the testimony of Mr. Ho S. Yun, and the purchasing agency has called Mr. Tony Scrow as their next witness.
Please state your name and full. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Mr. Abrams, your witness.
Thank you, Mr. Camacho. Good afternoon.
Ms. Stroh.
Good afternoon.
Let's have your full name for the record, please.
Anthony Peter Stroh.
Where were you born, Mrs. Stroh?
I was born in Guam.
Mr. Abrams, can you talk into your mic? I'm sorry.
And what's, how do you make your living, Mrs. Stroh?
How do I make my living?
Are you a politician?
Not at all.
Are you close to politicians?
Am I close to politicians? I think there's a lot of them here that are close. Yes.
What about you?
What about me?
Are you close to politicians?
What's close? What do you mean by close?
The opposite from far.
Well, the opposite from far and close. Okay.
You have close relationship with any prominent politicians?
Prominent politicians? Yes, I do.
Who would they be? Would your former governor Gutierrez be one of them?
Well, I'd be stuck with all 15 down in the legislature right now.
Would the former governor Gutierrez be one of them?
Yes.
Okay. And how close is that relationship?
He's a friend.
And you see each other regularly, do you?
No.
Irregularly?
Irregularly. I haven't seen him.
Once in a blue moon.
Oh, I'd say right about now, but once in a blue moon, yeah.
Okay, and in what ways, what way or ways do you make your living currently?
Actually, real estate and rent and fitness centers.
What about GCIF? Is that bringing in any money for you?
No.
Why not?
A non-profit organization.
Why was it set up?
Well, basically, you've seen it in our proposal here that we submitted that nonprofits are nothing unusual around the United States. It gives opportunities for nonprofit organizations to come together to do things that counties or places like Guam can't do, like hospitals, schools, sewer lines.
But this nonprofit entity, GCIF, hasn't done anything yet, has it?
Well, this was the actually our first bid that we're talking about here today, and we were awarded the uplifting of the moratorium project, about a $40 million project with GWA.
Is there financing in place for that?
Well, there's some problems with GWA, from what I understand.
So is the financing in place? Yes or no, please?
No, not at this time. Oh. On GWA.
All right, getting back to the JFK procurement project, you heard Mr. Ho's testimony about a team approach to the bid. Do you agree with what he said?
Absolutely, I mean, it's a team. I mean,
was there anything in Mr. Ho's testimony that you heard that you disagree with?
Other than I think I've known Ho for about 9 years.
No, I'm not talking about how long you've known him. I'm talking about his testimony. Did you listen to him when he was testifying?
I listened. He said he knew me for about a year, but I think he...
Okay, so what I'm trying to get at is, did you listen fairly closely to him?
I listened very closely.
All right. And is there anything that you heard him say that you disagree with? Yes or no, please?
Nothing I recall.
Okay, then. Do you know Josh Tenorio very well?
I do know Josh.
How long have you known him?
And I've known Josh about 97.
And is he also a close friend?
I consider him a close friend, yes.
Were you there on January 15th of this year when GCIF made a presentation at the evaluation committee meeting?
I was there with the whole team.
That's the team that Mr. Ho talked about?
Well, I say the team, I'm talking about the subs of GCIF.
We heard Mr. Ho talk about a team. Is that the same team, yes or no, please?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you remember Mr. Tenorio being there, I guess?
Yes.
And in what capacity was Mr. Tenorio present at that meeting?
He was one of the facilitators.
You're aware that Doreen Chrysostomo was one of the evaluation team members?
Yes.
Were you aware at the time that Mr. Tenorio was there, that he had a close personal friendship with Doreen Chrysostomo?
Yes.
That bother you at all?
No, we live in a small island.
Did you think it was an advantage?
No, could be a disadvantage.
Could be an advantage too.
All depends how you look at it.
It does indeed. Now, Mr. Sprode, are you aware of the fact that either during or immediately after that meeting, your friend Mr. Tenorio had a discussion with his friend, Ms. Chrysostomo, concerning the scoring? Are you aware of that conversation?
No, not at all.
So today was the first time you ever heard of it?
It's the first time.
You think it's a good thing or a bad thing or somewhere in between?
It's somewhere in between.
Not good, not bad, huh?
Not good, not bad.
What's good about it?
I'm going to object. He didn't say it was. He said it was not good or not bad. Now I ask him what's good about it.
Is there anything good about it?
Hang on. In response to the objection.
I'll rephrase.
Okay.
I aim to please here. You can't please everybody. That's the problem.
Mr. Abrams, please proceed with your question.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Just a moment of levity. Mr. Scholes, anything good about that? What do you heard that your friend Josh Tenorio did with his friend Mrs. Chrysostomo in the parking lot after the meeting? Was there anything good about that?
No.
Is there anything bad about it?
I don't think so.
Just one of those things, huh?
They're friends.
And if he called her and discussed to any extent the JFK procurement process, would that be okay too?
From what I heard on Tony's testimony, it was after all the grading was done. That's when Josh pulled up. That's what I heard.
Mr. Sprode, we'll move a lot faster if I could just get categoricals from you, like yeses and noes and I don't knows, and then you can explain your answer. Let me ask that question again. If Mr. Tenorio, if the testimony that indicated Mr. Tenorio were to make personal phone calls to Ms. Chrysostomo, during which he discussed the pending JFK procurement project, would there be anything wrong with that? Yes or no, please?
No.
Okay. Mr. Sprode, one or two more questions here. Do you have any personal business dealings with Mr. Ho other than the involvement of GCIF?
Yeah.
What would they be?
What a financial situation that we have together.
Explain what that is, please.
He has a finance company and I've borrowed money from it.
So you're indebted to Mr. Ho somehow?
Well, I don't know if I'll call it indebted, but...
How much do you owe him?
I don't recall the balance, but...
Half a million? More?
Maybe a little more.
Maybe 2 million?
No, not 2 million. No.
1 million, ballpark.
Ballpark, about 600, something
like that.
Yeah.
Is he a user-friendly lender?
User-friendly lender. I don't understand what you mean.
Is he flexible? Is he a flexible lender?
Flexible.
Well, let's put it this way. He's a friendly lender, isn't he?
He's a friend.
And he's a lender.
Well, you know, friends are lending.
So... If you put the two together, it kind of looks like a friendly lender, doesn't it? Wouldn't you say, Mr. Sprode? Okay, I would draw the question. How many loans are there on the table between you and Mr. Ho? Just one or more than one?
One.
Have there been others in the past that are since satisfied?
Yeah, I don't recall. Just this one.
Just this one?
Yeah.
It's a business loan or a personal loan?
Yeah, I can tell you exactly what it is.
Well, I'm asking you. Are you refusing to answer?
No.
Well, then what is it?
Basically, this is how it went. I met Ho about
6 years ago. Met the man once, had lunch with him, and was going through some major problems at that time, and he listened and wrote a check.
Unsecured personal loan.
Unsecured all of that time. Shook hands and he's been paid down and he's happy.
Okay. I don't have any further questions. Thank you so much.
Ms. Tang?
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
All right. Couple of questions. You're a director of GCIF, correct? And you're the, are you the, other than the director, do you serve any other, do you hold any other position with GCIF, that is?
No, I'm the president.
Okay, the president, too.
Yes.
All right. And if this transaction, JFK transaction, went through, would you personally benefit from this JFK rebuild?
I really don't know. We've never discussed it. We've seen the names of all our directors.
Okay. Have you had discussions with Cortec about any financial or other type of benefits that would result from the construction rebuild?
Not at all.
I'm sorry, you don't know that
no.
You never had any discussion?
No.
So you're doing this pro bono?
Take up a lot of my time coming here.
I'm sorry, but so you're saying that your role as the president of GCIF on a project of this magnitude is
every single director is.
Is pro bono at this point?
Yes.
And do you expect that status, pro bono relationship, to continue if this project were awarded?
Okay, Ms. Tang, I'm going to remind you once again that this question might possibly elicit information from this proposal, and that's subject to the protective order. Please proceed.
Oh, I retract that. Strike that. You are aware of the fact that there's a 9-month construction period?
Yes, I am. Totally aware.
Okay. And that is one of the mandatory requirements of the RFP?
Absolutely. It's the law.
It's the law. All right. And that if you don't follow it, the proposal is non-responsive. Do you agree?
I agree.
All right. That's it. Thank you.
Mr. Carlos, any cross-examination? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Scrow. And same admonishment. Excuse me. You're subject to recall as a witness. Possible, you're possible recall at any time, and please don't discuss your testimony with any other witnesses or parties. Thank you. Do you have any other witnesses, Mr. Abrams?
No, Mr. Camacho, that's going to do us unless I don't imagine that anything that Mr. Cunliffe would produce in the way of testimony would cause us to call another witness, but it might. I mean, by some stretch of my imagination, it might, but otherwise we would rest, depending on what.
Okay, so you're going to rest subject to Mr. Cunliffe's call of any other?
Exactly right.
Okay. Ms. Tang?
I don't think we have any witnesses at this point. Are you looking to do some closing arguments today? Or
No. As part of the proceedings, we still have the 2 o'clock Wednesday, and we're going to hear the motion to reconsider the protective order. Okay. Okay, now I know that we're not set for closing arguments due to the fact that Mr. Cunliffe still needs to look at his additional, or basically the sound recordings, and assuming that he gets those by Friday, what is the earliest, Mr. Cunliffe, you can determine whether or not you need to call any additional witnesses?
Well, I can probably actually see the documents Monday because I'm going to be off island Friday as well. I can get them emailed to me. Unless they're just, are they going to be tapes?
Yes, they're supposed to be tapes.
Well, if somebody could transcribe them for me.
I don't know about that.
I'm not having somebody else transcribe them.
That's going to delay things tremendously.
We can listen to them. But
I will. I return to Guam on the 15th of November.
The 15th of November.
That's a Sunday.
Okay. Okay. When are you returning to Guam, Mr. Abrams?
On the morning of the 5th, or the 6th, whatever Thursday morning is. That's a week from this Thursday, the 6th, I think.
When are you leaving, Mr. Cummings? You're leaving Friday and you're not coming back? Okay, you're leaving Thursday night and you're not returning until...
the morning of the 15th.
Mr. Camacho, may I make a comment about the tapes that I just found out?
Sure.
Well, these are the originals, and I'll file those like you suggested I do. But the edited tapes, see, these tapes, there's one tape for each of the presenters. The only editing to be done is some discussion at the front end of the tape that took place prior to the presentation. So that's only about like 3 minutes worth of the tapes. What they're just going to do is erase that part. I'm sorry, they're going to erase everything else, and just that first 3 minutes is going to be the only thing that Mr. Cunliffe gets, because the rest of it is bid presentation.
Okay, do you think you can get him, then, the sound recordings this evening?
I don't think this evening, but I think tomorrow sounds workable.
Okay, can we get that to him by perhaps 10 o'clock tomorrow morning?
I don't know, I'll check and see. I know what I just told you is all I heard. It was mentioned to me by Mrs. Affleckley as I was dashing into the courtroom late as usual. And I didn't have a chance to discuss that with her, but as soon as we break, I'll get with her and find out if this can be done like by lunch tomorrow. That'd be a good idea.
Can you say noon tomorrow, then?
I'm going to try and get them to you by, get them to Mr. Cunliffe and the public auditor by noon tomorrow. I'm going to try.
So by noon tomorrow, Mr. Cunliffe should receive the redacted tapes. Mr. Cunliffe, would you know whether or not you're going to need to put on any, assuming that they're short, of course, of these sound recordings, are you going to know whether or not you're going to have to call any additional witnesses by 2 o'clock tomorrow?
If I can get them by noon, are there cassette tapes?
No.
That's the other thing I found out.
She had one of these micro, really like nano micro recording devices, and I thought it was like a computer chip in there, like digital. She said, no, there's a very small tape in there, and it's not easy to erase for some reason. That's what she told me. But something about it.
Nevertheless, I'm going to give you till noon tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I'll break my back to get them in here by noon tomorrow. If I can't, I'll give you an excuse that'll make you smile.
Well, I hope so, because considering the fact that these sound recordings should have been disclosed with the rest of the procurement.
Hey, I couldn't agree with you more. Now, you know, these things keep coming up, and I'm no more happy about it than you, but I'll do everything that's manifestly, humanly, and physically possible to get them in by noon tomorrow, and I have every expectation that they will be.
Yeah. And Mr. Cunliffe, if you're going to call, okay, assuming you get them at noon, I'm going to expect the additional witnesses, if any, tomorrow afternoon, or a confirmation that you're going to rest, okay? And essentially, after that, the parties need to be ready for closing statements. Hopefully tomorrow afternoon, okay?
As long as they're on some form that I can listen to them.
That's certain.
That's why I was asking what the form
is. I'm glad he mentioned that. Maybe that's what she said about the erasing point. She told me that she tried to copy these into another tape recorder, but it didn't work, you know, with a regular size tape, because these tapes are real small. I'm not sure if Mr. Cunliffe has either this kind of tape player. So would we have to give him the tape player along with the tapes? I guess we would, wouldn't we? If he didn't have...
May I see the tape, please?
I don't have it. It's with Joyce. It's with Eunice Africa. Maybe she's out there. Let me just take a quick look, if you don't mind.
Sure. Perhaps you should address that question to Mr. Abrams. Mr. Abrams?
Why are they with units actively?
You think I know? You know, we saw them type of stuff in these tapes. These were steel. I don't know that the tape was with her. I know that the tape recorder was with her. She was showing me that...
Are these an official transcript, or are these a private recording of these proceedings?
They're meant to be official.
It should be.
Did she hear? Give me a wheel around here. I'll ask her, or you can ask her about what she should... I was at the library to check on my kids, and she whips out it, and I was dashing to get out of there. She produces this very small tape recorder, and she's explaining to me as I'm leaving what I just said. Can I ask her?
Yes, please.
You want her under oath, then?
Okay, can we, No, just... Actually, to preserve the record, can we go off the record while we have this conversation? We'll go back on the record and summarize our discussions here. Okay, we're back on the record at 4:12. Okay, we went off the record and verified that the tapes, basically, these tape recordings came from DPW. They were delivered apparently by a DPW courier, and they were hand carried into the room by Eunice Affleby.
And they're sealed.
And yeah, basically, at least the envelope that I see that Mr. Abrams has that he says the tapes are in is somewhat sealed. Is that correct? Does anybody have anything to add to that? That was basically the substance of our...
I'm assuming there are tapes in there, but you know it's sealed, so I can only make an educated guess.
Well, and basically I have ordered the purchasing agency to deliver the redacted sound recordings of
That's allegedly on her, yeah, the redacted sound recordings of the evaluation committee's meeting to Mr. Cunliffe and to Ms. Tang no later than, and to the OPA no later than 12 o'clock, or excuse me, noon tomorrow, 28th of October of 2009. Okay? So we're going to break off the proceedings, or we're going to end the proceedings for today. We're going to reconvene at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon here. Okay, in this room, and that's where we're going to hear the motion, or basically the appellant's motion to reconsider the decision in order concerning the protective order in this matter. Okay? And I previously instructed the parties that based on one of two things are going to happen after that motion hearing. Either we are going to hear any additional witnesses in Mr. Penlopez, assuming he gets the tapes on time, and assuming that there are no witnesses or that the witnesses were able to take care of that tomorrow afternoon. The parties also need to be prepared for the closing arguments tomorrow. Okay? Thank you, and we're going off the record at 4:14 p.m.
Can you sign this?